America Weekend.
This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll hear from the farm guy, Greg Quinn, our naturalist and horticulturalist on America Weekend. But first, a woman's body image is tied to her perception of what men prefer. Studies have found that women who are not model thin are happier with their weight when they are told that men desire women with larger bodies. The results suggest a woman's body image is strongly linked to her perception of what she thinks men prefer. The findings could have significant meaning for women's health and well-being because women who are satisfied with their bodies tend to eat healthier, exercise more, and have higher self-esteem. They also tend to avoid unhealthy behaviors such as excessive dieting and eating disorders, and they suffer less from depression. In contrast, other research has demonstrated that women unhappy with their body and weight have less sex, less sexual satisfaction, and less marital satisfaction. A regular contributor here is Greg Quinn, who was responsible for bringing the black currants back to the United States market and grows black currants on the current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
Hi, I'm Greg Quinn. Welcome to this week's entry into Notes from the Current Farm. This past weekend, the whole family came to the Current Farm for a visit. It's always fun to have all the grandkids here in the winter for sleigh riding down the Wildflower Hill and skating on the pond behind the old farmhouse. Late Saturday afternoon, my oldest grandson, Teddy, and I were walking back to the farmhouse from the current field. We took a shortcut across the frozen pond. As we carefully navigated the glass-like surface, we were both looking down at the 6-inch thick ice and the black void below. He asked, "What happens to all the fish in the winter?" The old pond has a healthy population of bluegill and pumpkin seed sunfish, largemouth bass, which are also in the sunfish family, schools of fathead minnows, and some brown bullhead catfish. My catch-and-release rule for the pond ensures there are lots of fish for the kids to catch each year, as well as the great blue heron that come there to dine. I sometimes go out on a summer evening to hone my fly-casting skills. A good-sized bluegill can be as much fun to catch on a fly as a trout sometimes. I told my grandson that to understand what happens to the fish, you need to know a little chemistry and biology first. Anyone who's swum in a lake in the summer knows that a few feet down, the water gets noticeably cooler in the winter. It's just the opposite. As the water cools, the molecules sink and pack together tighter and tighter, which increases the density of the water. When the air temperature drops to 32 degrees Fahrenheit, the liquid slowly changes to a solid, and crystals begin to form, which are lighter than the water below. The ice at the surface gets colder and colder throughout the winter, freezing the liquid immediately below it, while all the while floating on the heavier, warmer water below. The heavy water below stays between 35 and 39 degrees, and that's where the fish live. Fish are cold-blooded animals. Their body temperature and body functions decrease with surrounding temperatures. Northern species have adapted to withstand extended periods of cold. The real problem for fish, I explained, is not the cold, but the lack of oxygen. Fish, like most animals, need oxygen to live. Now, oxygen is a gas which dissolves in water, and the water passes over the fish's gills. The gills capture the microscopic oxygen bubbles and pass the oxygen gas directly into their bloodstream. When ice and snow cuts down or completely eliminates the sunlight coming into the water below, aquatic plants stop photosynthesis. This is the process that converts carbon dioxide into oxygen. To survive this low oxygen environment, fish dramatically slow down their breathing and their heart rate. Interestingly, though, they do continue to eat, and, in fact, they digest their food faster than in the summer to supply more fuel. Some species, like the brown bullhead catfish in the pond, burrow into the mud to help survive the winter. Other species are better adapted to these conditions and stay more active. When river otters visit the pond and dive beneath the ice for a snack, they invariably bring up sunfish, which are the most active resident of the pond in the winter. That ancient pond seems pretty quiet this time of year, but it's a virtual classroom of chemistry and biology. As my grandson and I reached the other side of the pond, the winter sun was almost at the horizon, and the evening sky was painted with beautiful orange and blue brushstrokes. The old white farmhouse was cast in the warm colors of the last light of day. My grandson seemed lost in thought. He's a smart kid, and I know he was interested in the science, but I think he was mostly relieved that the fish would survive and was thinking about that excited feeling when standing at the edge of the pond with a fishing rod, enjoying the soft warmth of early summer, and suddenly that red and white bobber starts to bounce on the water, creating ripples, stops, and then with a jerk completely disappears beneath the surface. For a rebroadcast of this week's entry and previous notes from the Current Farm, and to find out why currants were banned in the U.S. for 100 years, go to currants.com. I'm Greg Quinn, with warm wishes from the Current Farm.
I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Is astroturfing illegal? Yes, it is illegal, but what is astroturfing? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Order in the court!
Astroturfing is the practice of blogging misinformation that prompts others to blog about the same misinformation as if it's true. It's intended to give credibility to a company or product when, in fact, the information is generated by that very company. It's illegal because it can alter public viewpoints. Astroturfing refers to artificial grassroots. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. You've undoubtedly heard real bikers are beer drinkers and hellraisers. You've heard that only real bikers have tattoos. Real bikers are those who swear by Vernon's invention.
Hell yeah!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Vernon Kriebel was busy at a Hartford, Connecticut university developing means of thread locking by eliminating the vibrational loosing of fasteners, a la nuts and bolts. Vern's daughter-in-law coined the name Loctite. Ever since, bikers have been using blue Loctite on everything from foot pegs to mirror mounts.
Warning.
Before substituting red Loctite for blue Loctite, read the friggin' label, or eventually you'll be in the market for a good impact wrench.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.